this, you will recognize some of the words out of here. Amen. When they asked Brother Wigglesworth what his secret to his success in his Christian life, he quoted a part of the 28th verse here. Amen. Mark 4:26, and he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, then, after that," he said, "the full corn in the ear." First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for the honor one more time, sir, on this side of eternity to stand before you and this people in this place. May God we speak as the oracle of thee. May we magnify your will. May God we set forth Christ of a truth. May God we establish you establish through us your principles and your word, Lord, that it might find good ground and that it might indeed spring forth and that it might produce in the manner that you would have it, bringing out of it a godly life. Lord, a life where you move and you work. God, where your hand is at work and God, where your spirit is at work and where your will is being done, sir. This we ask in the blessed, holy, and righteous name of Jesus and give you all the glory and the praise. And everybody said amen. Amen. Brother Wigglesworth, when he asked the secret of his success in Christianity, said these words: first the blade, then the ear, then the full, after that the full corn in the ear. Amen. Brother Wigglesworth was not being a smart aleck. He was simply setting forth a principle that was God's principle. Amen. And by the way, since Brother Wigglesworth, was been several years ago that Brother Wigglesworth lived, but God's principles have not changed. Amen. And in 2020, amen, the same principles prevail. Amen. God has not moved one iota. He hasn't changed, nor has He going to change. Amen. The Word of God says that His Word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. Therefore, amen, it behooves us then, amen, to take the principles of the Word and apply them. Amen. I want to just look quickly and set a foundation and move into where I want to really go this morning. Amen. And in the reading of the text, it sets forth some statements of itself. Amen. The very first part of the 28th verse, "For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself." Amen. Let me just say this this morning. Amen. What God has made doesn't need no help. In other words, it doesn't need flesh to move it or push it along. What God has made will work according to the Word of God and by the same principles. Listen, amen, I don't need to help God. Amen. I simply need to obey God and believe God unto obedience. And out of that, then when we will do that, guess what will happen? As the earth brings forth of itself, so will that new man after Christ, so will that work that God has done, will bring forth the proper fruit. Amen. We live in an age, and when we pass through several ages, but amen, some folks try to like to live a Christian life like a Christmas tree. They want to deck it and say, "See, there's the fruit." Amen. I'm afraid that's not the principle that God has set forth here. Amen. The Word of God says that you shall know them by their fruit, not by their decorations. Amen. Not by what they may hang on the tree. Amen. But by that which it produces out of the life. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. I want to just try to move into that realm. And we're living in an age that is, they after revival. I go back to look at the book of Amos. And amen, he said the young men, handmaidens and the young virgins, and they're going to run to and fro. And amen, what are they doing? They're looking for something, but they're looking, amen, to find a way that doesn't demand the way of their ancestors. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I got a little news for us. And in 2020, there is no shortcut to revival. There's no shortcut to a move of God. Amen. It's still the same path that it's always been. Hello? And that's what I'm going to preach on this morning. Amen. God's order. God does not change His order, and He will not change His order. Brother Joe has often said that a lot of these so-called modern revivals that, amen, so-called, or the fruit, amen, precedes, amen, the bring what, brother? The fruit is preceding the work of repentance, amen. In other words, God just moves without, amen, there ever becoming a time of recognition of need and repentance. Nowhere in the book, amen, called the Bible, do you find that order in God. Amen. Amen. Always all true revival, amen, springs out of a knowledge of need. Amen. Come on. And out of a hunger. Amen. I'm going to tell you, no matter where you find it, amen, whether it's revivals in the Word of God, whether it's revivals in early Christian history, early Christian church, amen, or it's revivals in more modern times, the all true revivals follow the same pattern. Amen. What's that, Brother Joel? Men and women come to a realization, amen, that they need God to move. Amen. Come on. Amen. And what do, Brother Joel? They set out by the Scriptures. Amen. And by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To bring about a move of God. Listen, all true. Listen, it's the same pattern for salvation as it is for revival. Amen. Man must realize he's lost. Amen. And come into repentance. All revival. Man realizes that he's strayed from the principles of God. Amen. Come on. And he must realize he must do what God said. Amen. To the church at Ephesus. You go back and do them first works over. Amen. You go back and pick me up where you left me at. Hello. And God said, I'll meet you right there. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. You go back and repent. Amen. And get it all right with God. Amen. And then, amen, I want to tell you, there will come the outspring of that will come a spring from heaven. Amen to God. Hallelujah. So, amen. Here, the pattern of all of the Christian life Jesus laid out in Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And His righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. So, Brother Wigglesworth was right. Amen. When he told the truth about his ministry and about his life with God. Amen. Burst the blade. Amen. I want to tell you something. We got to go back and get it. We go to the ground is broken up. Amen. Where the seed can be planted again and it can find good ground. Hello. Come on with Brother Joe. When the Word of God, amen, gets where it can be preached and there is a till soil and there is moisture in that. Come on with me. Amen. I want to tell you that moisture is symbolic of the water of the Word. It is also symbolic of the tears of repentance. Amen to God. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Brother Squire Parsons sung a song many years ago and said, no tear stains on the altar. Amen. I'm telling you, the Word of God said, when Zion travails, sons and daughters shall be born into the kingdom. Amen. Look up the word travail sometime. It is not a light word. It is a word of anguish. It is a word of amen, that indicates that someone has found that there is a dire need. Something is missing. Amen. I've often, amen, gone back to the little widow. Amen. You find in that same book of Luke, amen, lost things. There's a lost son. Amen. There's a lost coin. Amen. Come on. And what does she do when she finds that she's lost one of those coins? But she lights a candle. Amen. Come on. Not God. Amen. She goes back to that book. Thy word, O Lord, it is a light unto my lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. She lit a candle and she swept out that house. Amen to God. I want to tell you. And then she found her lost coin. Amen. And when she had found it, the Word of God, amen, you talk about having joy in the church, amen, when the church has revival, amen, because she's lit, amen, a candle, allowed the Word of God to illuminate everything, amen, and swept out that which was wrong, amen, she'll find then what she's been missing, you hear me? I said, she'll find what she's been missing. Amen. There's no 5 easy steps to this and 4 easy steps to that. Amen. I want to tell you, follow this Word of God. Amen. And let God convict our hearts. Amen. And we'll find, amen, there will be a process that will take place that will automatically bring us back, amen, into that walk with God where the light shines. Amen. Where the river flows and where the wind blows. You hear me? Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I'm certain this morning, amen, that more than anything else in this world, amen, that is the great need of the hour, amen. There's no greater need known in this world than that God can move again, amen, like He wants to move. Amen, I got to hurry. Amen, so I wanted to understand, we got too many people trying to help God when they won't help themselves. Come on. Listen, amen, I need God to help me. Amen. I don't need to be trying to help. Isn't it amazing when people are trying to help God, the inmates are running the asylum. Amen. That's just all there is to it. Amen. I can tell you God don't need my help. God don't need anything. But if I want something from God, let me ask God to help me to meet the conditions. Amen. So that He, amen, can see fit to bless. Come on with me this morning. Amen. I can tell you that old boy prayed that prayer. Amen. Old Jabez. I know the amen, those nutcases went wild with their books, amen, about all them blessings, amen, but I can tell you, I don't think Jabez was, amen, so concerned about what, amen, a lot of those folks were concerned about, Lord, that You would bless me exceedingly, amen, that You'd, I want to tell you, Lord, that, amen, and Jabez done it with humility, amen, Jabez wanted something from God, Jabez needed something from God, oh, how great is that need, amen, I'm going to tell you, God's got an answer to that need. Amen. David cried and said, amen, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. What's David saying, Brother Joel? Amen. He said, out of the depth of that need, I heard an answer from God. And it was more than enough. Amen. I said it was more than enough. Amen. Prove me now here with, God said. Amen. See if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour you out. Amen. A blessing that you cannot receive. What did he mean you can't receive? Did he mean you couldn't have it? No. It means it overrun your cup, fill up your saucer. Come on, my Brother Joe. I'm not talking about your bank account. I'm talking about our soul. I'm talking about our spirit. Woo, hallelujah. Glory. Woo, behold, shall I not do as I have declared, saith the Lord? Behold, have I not declared unto you that I will work, saith the Lord, who shall let it? Behold, who will give me a place that I may perform my word, saith the Lord? Who will hunger and thirst after righteousness that they might be filled, saith the Lord? Behold, I say unto thee, those that do shall be filled, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen. Amen. I don't know about you, but the great need of the hour, amen, is a deep hunger for God. Amen. God's, what you're facing, Brother, this morning, Brother Joe, God's order. Amen. Got to get it right. Amen. Now listen, unless I'm, why should God set a table if I ain't hungry? Amen. Come on with me. My grandma said years ago, amen, and she knew because she had to cook meals from the time she was 5 years old as she was grown, amen, and still was cooking my meals when she left this world, amen, says you can't feed a man that ain't hungry, amen. Come on with me. She's right. You can't feed a man that ain't hungry. Said he'll find fault with everything, nibble, peck, amen, whatever else, but he won't eat. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you, my Bible said He satisfied the longing soul every time. Oh, but can He find a longing soul? Amen. Can He find somebody that's hungry? Amen. Blessed are they that hunger now. Amen. Luke renders it, my God. Amen. It will hunger. God's got a table. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. God's order. Amen. First, I got to be hungry. First, I got to recognize need. First, I got to call on God. Amen. I want to show us the patterns here in a few minutes. I want to break it down. Listen. Amen. The word of God is received. I will listen. Let's read 1 John 5:7-8. Amen. If you got one of them new Turkish versions, you won't find this. Amen. But one verse in there. Amen. I'd throw that thing away. Amen. Listen. Amen. I get you one of them. Amen. Good old King James Version Bibles, and you'll have the Word of God. Amen. Brother Joe won't apologize for saying that either. I know I've got folks that they used to say that too till they visited, amen, and seen the big universities. I said, those universities don't impress me. Those big buildings don't impress me. Amen. Those big letters after them names don't impress me. What impresses you, Brother Joe, when I read the history of what they're trying to propagate on people? Amen. That impresses me. What does it impress you to do? To stay away from it. Why, Brother Joe? Because, listen, I'm saved by faith. What is faith but a procedure of what I believe? Oh, it don't matter. Well, just leave your doctrine at the door. You go ahead and leave yours there if you want to. Amen. I want to keep what? Amen. I've learned from this book, and I'm not going to let the devil have it. Amen. I'm going to try to apply it best I can, let God help me, and then God can do what He said He'd do in that book. Amen. And you come on, if you want to see the book of Acts revisited, amen, you walk in the Word of God, amen, and hold on to God. I'm going to tell you, I've read that He had no respect to person. He don't have any respect of generation. Amen. My God, if we'll do what they done, God will do what He done. Listen, 1 John 5 and 7, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Amen. Where the Word of God is received. When I say received, I'm not talking about just some little light acknowledgement. I'm talking about received in the good ground, amen, mixed with faith. Because I want to tell you, read the parable of the sower. There's only one of them that worked. All the rest, sooner or later, fell by the wayside. Amen. When it's got to fall into good ground. Hey, where the Word of God finds good ground, where it's received, amen, there will be something called repentance. Amen. Listen, without man repenting, if you walked away from God, listen, it's plain as the nose on our face. If I walk away from something, the only way I'm going to get back is to turn around. Come on. I got to turn around and come back. Amen. I know we live in a very prideful generation. Amen. Not me. I ain't admitting that. Well, you just go on. Amen. And your pride will carry you just as straight to hell as you can go. Amen. By the way, let me just tell you who, amen, the chief, amen, master of pride is. His name is Lucifer. Amen. Son of the morning, come on. He's filled with pride. Amen. And I want to tell you something. God said He resisted the proud. Amen. I want to tell you, if God resists you, you're in trouble. You hear me? If He resists me, I'm in trouble. Amen. God resisted the proud, but He giveth more grace to the humble. Amen. Oh, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. And in due season, He shall lift you up. Amen to God. Every revival I found in that Old Testament. Amen. Listen, every revival I found in the New Testament. Amen. The Old Testament shows us many revivals in the nation of Israel. Amen. But every one of them, they had strayed from God. Amen. And the Word of God is found and calls to be read again in the public, and men and women come under conviction. Amen. Humble themselves under the mighty hand of God in repentance, and God restores them. Listen to Brother Joel. Amen. When Israel is apart from God, she's not a match for anybody. Amen. Anybody can whip her. But when she is walking with God, amen, there's not a nation, amen, to be found on the face of the earth, though they may be many times larger, that can do anything with that nation. Why? Amen. Because it's God. That's why. David, amen, when he sought to number Israel, God had forbid him to number how many fighting men that he had. How many that could, amen, throw a spear. How many that could, amen, shoot a bow and arrow. How many that could manage a Habergeron. Amen. Come on. Why, Brother Joe? Because God knew, amen, it didn't matter how many men, amen, Israel had. What mattered was Israel right with God. Amen. Come on. It don't matter how, amen, many they are of you. It don't matter how large or small your church is. Amen. What matters, amen, is God able to do something? Come on with me this morning. Listen to the words of Jonathan. Amen. I perceive, Jonathan said, he had a divine revelation that God is able to save by many or by few. Thank God Jonathan had a good godly armor bearer too, didn't he? That armor bearer stood up then and said, do all that is in thine heart, I'm with you. I got you. I got you. Amen. I got your right hand here, man. Or your left hand, no matter which, I got you. Amen. My. And off they went. Oh, did they do impossible odds? Amen. They prayed and said, Lord, when they go by that Philistine garrison up there, amen, then if they bid us hanging over that wall, I mean, it was a climb just to get up there. Amen. If they bid us to come up, then we'll know it's you. Amen. And we'll go on up there. I want to tell you, when they went by that garrison, they hung over that wall and bid them to come on up and fight. Amen. Boy, there's only two of them. Amen. What can it hurt? Oh, hallelujah. Little did they know it wasn't two of them down there. Amen. There's somebody else in the crowd. Oh, his name's Jehovah. Amen, my God. And I tell you, when he got in their camp, amen, he turned it upside down. Yeah? Come on, my brother Joe. They wasn't very many. It was just Paul and Silas. Amen. But I heard them old boys over there that's kind of they're trying to put up with all that trouble Paul and Silas is causing. Amen. Said they that have turned the world upside down have come over here. Woo! Amen. How many of them are there? Oh, there ain't very many. Don't never need many, God don't. He just needs a few. Kind of like the Marines. Just give us a few good men. Come on. If God, listen, if God can find a man or a woman, amen, that will allow him to do what he wants to do, amen, submit unto him in completeness. I want to tell you that the odds, the possibilities are endless. Amen. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance. Amen. And the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Amen. But Brother Clendenin said to that man trying to preach that loose-gibbed, amen, faith of the hour, they had Jesus had to die to get that. Come on, what do you mean, Brother Joe? He had to meet the conditions. And next man, amen, that receives that promise, woman, boy, girl, whoever they may be, amen, must meet the conditions. They must die out to self-will, pick up their cross, and follow Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like having church this morning. Amen. I got to hurry and get where I'm going. I want to just show some. Amen. Let me just read and read. The word of God is received. It will bring about repentance. And where there is repentance, it will bring the blood. Hello? We've come to an hour when folks don't even think that you need the repentance and the blood to have the Spirit of God. What kind of foolishness is that? Amen. Understand something. If I won't repent, amen, the blood can't come. And where the blood doesn't come, the Spirit of God will not come. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? There has to be an atoning. There has to be a covering. Amen. As far as Brother Joe knows, by the Word of God, there is only one thing that is a covering. And it is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, it ain't the blood of one of those rascals from out there in Texas that thinks that Peter knowed a little bit more. He could have died for the sins of man. What foolishness. Amen. My God in heaven. Amen. The blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? That old song says, nothing but the blood. Amen of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Oh, precious is the blow that makes me white as snow. No other pout. Hello, Oprah. There ain't no other pouting. Woo. Come on with Brother Joe. I'll be oh, listen. Hey, man, we got a unique product to the church. It's the only one that'll work. Come on. Hey, man, I know you've had them people come out. There ain't nothing like this in all the world. I want to tell you, when you meet Jesus, you can find and tell somebody, I got something, there ain't nothing like it in all the world. It's the only one, amen, my, I said it's the only one that'll do. Amen, there's only one mediator between God and man, amen, and it's the man Christ Jesus, amen, glory to God. There's one Lord, one, amen, God over us all, in us all, one baptism, one Holy Ghost. Come on, my brother Joe. Oh, hallelujah. One Spirit of God. It's in unity. Amen. Let me hurry. Where then, amen, repentance comes, the blood will come. Where the blood comes, the Spirit will come. It is the order of God's operation. Amen, there's an order in that principle, and there's an order in the principle of God moving in the individual life and revival in the church. That principle has not changed. Amen, it has not changed from, amen, eons ago. It has forever been. Amen. Come on now, Brother Joe. Amen. Old Testament, same principles. Amen. Look at the Old Testament. Amen. Most of the examples of Israel that I give you are Old Testament principles. Old Testament examples. All these things the Apostle Paul writes by the Holy Ghost were written for as examples unto us. That what? That we may learn thereby. I want to tell you, amen, if we'll do what God said, amen, obey God, throw away every bit of self-will, amen, hanging on that tree, walk with Christ. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you, amen, out of that new man will spring up that glorious life, amen, that power of God, amen, that the world can't understand and cannot stop. My, you mean to tell me, Brother Joe, oh, no, we got folks that, oh, it's just bad times. That's why the church can't do anything. Give me a break. There's been bad. I know the Word of God says it's going to be like it's never been. But I got a little news for you. I read in that book, and I used to read it as a text on that street when I'm preaching. Listen, where sin doth abound, grace doth the more abound. I want to tell you a little secret. There will never be a time, amen, when sin can overwhelm the grace of God. Come on. I want to say it again. There will never be a time, as far as person giving God a chance, there is nothing. Amen. I preached a message after I listened to the song one time. God gave me a message. Amen. Nothing's too great. Amen. For God's grace. Amen. My. There ain't no chain the devil's got. Amen. There ain't no lie too big he's ever told. Amen. There ain't no devil, amen, too big this side of hell or anywhere else. Amen. That's big enough. Used to sing that little old song, didn't we? My God's big enough. Amen. To do what? Big enough to come all of my, take care of all of my troubles. He's big enough to come all my fears. My God. Amen. I want to tell you, He's big enough, amen, to give you and I power to stomp that devil, amen, up his backside, down his head. Amen. Come on, put a foot on the nape of his neck. How come ain't more of it being done, Brother Joe? We left the simple principles. Warned in the Word of God, don't let any man move you from the simplicity that is in Christ. Simple. I'm going to find me a shortcut. Amen. Get that lagerly attitude. I'm afraid that won't work. Amen. Go lay up your principles down. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Sounds like there's a lot of onus upon us, does it not? Listen, my people which are called by my... He's talking, not talking to the sinner. He's talking to the professing believer. My name. Humble themselves. Amen. Humble themselves. Willingly humble themselves down. Amen. And that ain't false. Fake humility, by the way. That'll never get you and I anywhere. Amen. Let me just repeat. Amen. Something out of Samuel. Amen. When God is looking at the sons of Jesse, man looketh on the outward appearance. God looketh on the heart. Uh-oh. God sees right through a fake aid. God can look through the frauds in a half a second. Amen. God sees them frauds a long ways off. Amen. Amen. Humble themselves. I pray, and the word to seek my face. What does seeking God's face mean? It means seek His favor or His approval. Seeking to please God. Well, Brother Joe, you just can't please God. I said, back up and look in your book again. Amen. Enoch walked with God and was not. Amen. God took him. But before he was translated, he had this testimony. What was that testimony? Old Testament, that he pleased God. Now, Brother Joe, go ahead and tell us something. We can please God. You can't please everybody. Amen. And if you please the flesh, you can't please God. And I please the flesh, I can't please God. Amen. If I will not, amen, lay down fleshly mentalities and fleshly desires and attitudes, I can never have what God's got. I got to empty my hands, amen, of all that, so that God can fill them. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to tell you, Moses carried, amen, the sons of Aaron and his sons in preparation for the ministry. Amen. And they've come to that heave offering. Amen. They've done been cleansed, done been purified. Now he's getting to fix the final preparations for ministry. Amen. He takes that thigh portion of that ram. That's the choice portion. Let me tell you, that's Jesus. Ah, come on. I said, that's Jesus. It ain't Jesus plus anything or Jesus minus anything. It's Christ. Come on with Brother Joe. And Moses holds up that ram by, amen, in that heave offering, and he blesses it, and he goes over to God, thanks God. And then he heads down there to Brother Aaron, and he puts it in his hands. There ain't nothing in Aaron's hands. They're empty. Come on. If I'll go to God and say, my hands are empty, Lord, I don't have it, sir. Oh, come on. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I haven't attained, nor have I been apprehended thereby, but that's one thing I do. Amen. Looking for, amen, forward to those things which are before. Amen. Come on, my God. Amen. He said, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, listen, amen, he puts that, amen, thigh portion in the empty hands of Aaron. Aaron heaves that up. What is that a type of? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That's a type of offering that world. We offer you Jesus. Amen. We have Him. We're going to demonstrate it. He lives in us. He works in us. My God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Not only did Brother Aaron, amen, but right on down the line, on and on. Listen. Until we have received something from God, we don't have a thing to offer that world. And Jesus says these words. Some people have forgotten them. Freely you have received, now freely give. Whoo! Thank you, Lord, I'm going to show you. Whoo! Behold, I have laid down the foundation. I have set everything in order, saith the Lord. And behold, I have overlooked nothing. And behold, I have set forth a plan that if mankind will humble himself down, be led by my Spirit, it will walk him into those green pastures and by the still waters. Behold, and by that table that I will prepare in the presence of the enemy, saith the Lord, I will fill you with my presence and my Spirit. I will cause you to walk in my statutes and keep my commandments. I will endue you with authority and with power as you walk in obedience unto me. And behold, look unto me for all that you need, saith the Lord. Amen. And the Holy Ghost has just brought the Scripture in Colossians to my mind. And ye are complete in Him. And by the way, that word complete means lacking nothing. And if we're complete in Him, I hear the words, amen, about the Holy Ghost through that wondrous Apostle Paul. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Brother Joe, you believe in miracles? I believe in the miracle-working God. Yes, indeed. I believe in miracles in many different flavors and sizes, spiritual, physical. Amen. A whole cast of those miracles. And by the way, God's still a miracle-working God. Brother Joe ain't never believed that. Amen. What that bunch said when healing, amen, went out with the last apostle, because like Brother Joe knew them apostles wasn't doing the healing. Amen. Jesus corrected that mentality. Amen. Back in the book of John, when he told them Jews, he said, Moses didn't give your fathers that bread. My father gave your fathers that bread, and they ate it, and they dead. Amen. What did he mean by that? They were spiritually dead. Why? Because they partook of the blessings of God, but never took of the spiritual things of God. Amen. Come on. We've got a world that wants the physical manifestation. They want the joy. Come on, listen to me. We got a world, church, we're full of that. They want the joy. Amen. They want the shout. They want they want a fake victory. But they don't want the real goods. Neither do they want to do what it takes to have them. Amen. Listen, not that you can buy them. Nowhere, there's no one can buy them. But we allow God to bring us into the place where He can give us those things. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? Let me just say this. Would you take a 2-year-old child and hand them the keys to a company? Or hand them a couple $1 million to invest? Nobody do that, would they? Would you take a person that was corrupt Like a lot of people trying to elect in this country for us. Come on, I don't mean no. Maybe I'm as serious as I can be. And give them, amen, power and authority? Why? Amen. Neither will God. Amen. Till we meet the condition, amen, then God is not going to fit. Listen, till my hands are empty, and I don't only mean my hands, that means my intentions toward God are pure. Amen. Clean hands and a pure heart. Hello. That is the way, that is the means of receiving from God. I can't have ulterior motives that say that I want something so I can say, look at me, amen, or how wonderful I am. Come on, amen. If all we're trying to do is to make somebody think that we're wonderful, amen, then I'm telling you, God's a long ways away from that business. If I'm out for the kingdom, if I'm out to glorify Christ, listen, one thing Brother Joe knows, outside of God, I have no hope. Amen. If there's anything done, it has to be God. If it's worthwhile. Listen. And all things being God's, the glory belongs to God. Because I can assure somebody, if Joe done it, it probably was wrong. Hello? Come on. But if God does it, I can also assure somebody something is right. That's how true that God is. If God does it, it's done right. If man does it, you can just about bet it's probably not done right. Hello? I got to hurry. I got part of the way through 2 Chronicles 7. Amen. If my name, humble themselves, pray. But we done got two things that the modern day church just chokes on. Pray! Then another, once you get prayed through, then you get right. That heart all right, then we can seek God's favor. Not for trying to have an ulterior motive, but seek to please God because you love Him. Goes back to that first and great commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy might. Amen. Then I want to seek God's face. You will notice there is a principle in the military about honoring people. And I've mentioned about how certain presidents, you watch that Marine that's on Marine One, and see if he does a right face when the president comes, he turns and does that right face and follows that president. That's an honor. He's turning his face toward that man. Amen. Listen, to seek God's face means that God, we get God's attention and He turns His face to us in approval. One of the greatest statements that has ever been made about mortal man was made in the book of Job. When God asked the devil, have you considered my servant Job? That there's none like him in all the earth. He loveth righteousness. He bears the resemblance of Christ. He loveth righteousness and he escheweth evil. Hebrews chapter 1. Amen. Thou loveth righteousness and escheweth evil. Therefore, he said, what? Amen. He hath anointed thee with the oil of joy above thy fellows as concerning Christ. Amen. I got to hurry. I'm going to have to close. Pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. In other words, it hadn't all been a sham. It's all been the truth. If everything is true towards God, then there will be a difference in the outcome. Hello? If what I'm doing does not lead me to turn back toward God, then all of the proceeding has been a fraud. Amen. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us of your word. Lord, I beseech you this morning. I know that we stand in desperation and desperate hours. We're in the end of the end times, Lord, the last of the last days. By the signs that we see, we know that we're there. Lord, and then it behooves us to do all that is within us and our ability. We realize, sir, that you are not impeding anything. You're not holding back. Only thing that holds back is man's iniquity and man's self-will. Let us shed ourselves of every vestige of that. And let us, God, seek your face. Turn from wicked ways. Pray and hold fast unto you that you may visit us. And that we may, God, walk in the power and the might of an almighty God. And that we may minister such like. We realize, sir, that what you have given us will bring forth that fruit if we will allow it to live and to prosper and to work. in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's close in prayer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God's, amen, orderly work. How God works. Amen. He's working the same this morning as He's always worked. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.